Hello, this is David Lewis for the Hamilton Spectator, reporting on the 2018 World Cup in Russia. England's curse from the penalty spot has been the cause of so much anguish and frustration for fans of the national team for so many years now. Their struggles from 12 yards date back all the way to 1990, losing their first of three World Cup penalty shootouts. They'd go on to lose on penalties again in 1998 and 2006, and up until Tuesday's game against Colombia, they had the worst record in shootouts in the World Cup at 0-3. So when Yerry Mina headed Colombia level with 1 minute remaining in stoppage time, it certainly looked like this game was destined for penalties and England were once again destined to lose it. The game up to that point had been an extremely cagey affair. One thing lacking from this tournament has been a sorted of games with real ferocity attached to them. This was not a problem in this game, however, as tempers started heating up from the moment a penalty was given to England in the first half. An obvious foul in the box at a corner that the whole Colombian team disagreed violently with. After that, we had headbutts, dirty tackles, and a reported altercation in the tunnel at half-time. This made for a scrappy game from a quality perspective, but was exactly the type of gritty game that fans can be enthralled with. For the most part, both teams cancelled each other out for the majority of the game. The way England set up means that they have plenty of the ball, something Colombia were quite comfortable to let them do. Neither team created too many clear-cut opportunities, but England probably just shaded the first 90 minutes or so. You could feel the momentum shift, however, when Mina headed home in stoppage time to bring Colombia level. And for the next 30 minutes, it appeared as if England were just about on their last legs. Then, when Jordan Henderson was the first person to have his penalty saved, it really did look like the writing was on the wall. England, however, have an excellent young goalkeeper in Jordan Pickford, and some fearless young players who don't seem to know what the word pressure means. Penalties from Harry Kane, Marcus Rashford, Kieran Trippier and Eric Dier successfully broke the penalty curse and lifted England to the quarterfinals of the World Cup for the first time since 2006. Utter euphoria ensued. This England team weren't expected to make it very far. In fact, expectations for this tournament were lower than any other World Cup I can remember. The golden generation are long gone now, and a group of young lads that not that far into their professional careers were tasked with replacing them. The fact is, they've already surpassed anything that the golden generation were able to do on a football pitch, and they've got to fancy themselves against Sweden on Saturday. Losing to Belgium in the group stages meant that England fell into the easier half of the bracket, and their route to the final is a lot more straightforward than it is for others. Belgium are facing Brazil in the quarters, while England are facing Sweden. With all due respect to Sweden, they are not at the level of Brazil, and if given the choice, England will play them 10 times out of 10. Of course, that's not to say that the game is already won. On the contrary, judging by how chaotic this World Cup has been, you might as well make Sweden the favourites. England will stick to what has worked so well for them up to this point, though, their results confirming that they're doing something right. This isn't a team blessed with star quality all over the pitch, but their approach to each match puts them in a good position to get a result. The team in general are allowed to play with a much more expressive freedom than previous England squads, and that is shown through the fluidity with which they play. For the first time ever, England players are positioning themselves between defensive lines, allowing players to utilise the space there and receive the ball in dangerous areas. Manager Gareth Southgate has faith in his 3-5-2 formation, and it certainly allows England to have more of the ball. His defenders are quite happy with the ball at their feet, and this gives an aura of calmness to proceedings when playing out from the back. For all intents and purposes, it just looks like this England side are a much better cohesive team than we've seen previously. Their midfield is stacked with tenacity and guile from the likes of Henderson, Dele Alli and Jesse Lingard, and with attacking options such as Raheem Sterling, Marcus Rashford and most importantly Harry Kane, England will be confident going into Saturday's game. Even more exciting is that players like Alli, Lingard and especially Sterling have at least another level to hit before they replicate their domestic form for England, meaning that we still haven't seen them at their very best. If they manage to find that form before the World Cup finishes, then England will really fancy their chances. As ever, it's one game at a time for this England side, and they definitely won't be getting ahead of themselves with an important game against Sweden to focus on Saturday. But there's got to be a little part of them that's dreaming of that spot in the final. Now they've got to get themselves there. For the Hamilton Spectator, this is David Lewis.